The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Join the Hyundai revolution. The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Everyone's talking about the revolution driven by Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
Just a couple of quick calls I want to bring you. Somebody ringing in to say, particularly in terms of the performance of President Higgins and Sabina and the Queen, doesn't it show that we as a society leave valuable resources on the shelf in retiring our senior citizens at 65? Look at the energy professionalism and energy shown by the Queen and our President. And you have to ask, is it a wise tradition? And a really nice call, actually. How am I supposed to do my gardening with such stimulating discussion on the show? My poetry books are always within reach. Well, that's a good complaint to have. Now, you might have seen the ads already for the new series from comedian Des Bishop, which starts on RTE television on the 17th. It's called Des Bishop Breaking China, and Des Bishop is on the line now from Australia, where you've taken your China experience on tour. It was a very different take on China, Des. China through a comedian's eyes.
Well, I mean, the premise of the show is trying to learn enough Chinese to do stand-up comedy in Chinese. So I guess it was, its main goal, if anything else, was to tell a bit of a different story about China, because it tends to focus on certain things. They all tend to be negative. And while I am no propagandist for the Chinese government, I'm highly critical of it, I did think that there had to be more to 1.3 billion people's stories than just a few simple narratives about.
Were there 3 million bicycles, by the way? Sorry.
Yeah, it's funny because I wasn't even really aware of that song, and everyone's going on about bicycles. There's plenty of bicycles, but unfortunately, there's a lot more cars, and there's traffic. I mean, we used to complain about the traffic in Dublin during the boom times, but my God, you haven't experienced traffic until you've experienced 20 million people trying to navigate their way around a place the size of just a little bit bigger than Dublin.
Now, we are only, you know, just afternoon, and I would ask you to keep this polite, but there is a really funny story about your Chinese name, the name that you chose, because everybody has a Chinese name and an English name to make it easy to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, so obviously Chinese is tonal, right? And that's one of the challenges, particularly in the early days, because your pronunciation can be off. So when you mispronounce a word in English, people are like, you mispronounce that word. You mispronounce a word in Chinese, you've said a completely different word. So my last name is Bishop, obviously, B-I-S-H-O-P. So I took the family name, the Chinese family name of B, which is the fourth tone. It's like a downward slash B. And for 2 months, nobody told me that B, first tone, is actually the C word.
And, it's a part of the female anatomy.
Yes. I think the C word covered it. But anyway, that's fine. Scientifically, everyone knows now. And so I had been sort of walking around China, often mispronouncing it, and wondering why Chinese people were giving me the reaction.
Yeah, there's a very funny sequence we see people who are you're being introduced to, and you're telling them your name over, and they're all just splitting their sides, laughing and falling apart. The whole idea was not just to learn the language, and we all know you learned Irish, but did you manage to translate comedy? Did you manage to do stand-up comedy, stand-up Chinese, and did they get it?
Yeah, totally. Actually, the funny thing is a lot of people at the start focused on the concept of sense of humor and would it translate, because, you know, they often see things in subtitles and it makes no sense. But really, it's the references that don't translate, you know, and you have to learn the language first. And then when you know the language, you can start to learn a bit about, the points, like the place where you could find humor. So what I had said to everybody, look, all I'm going to do is I'm going to take my 18 years of experience of doing stand-up comedy, I'm going to learn enough Chinese, and then I'm going to do what I do, which is tell funny stories about what happened to me in China. And either they're going to find it funny or they're not going to find it funny. But I think funny stories are universal. It's nothing to do with sense of humor. And thank God they went for it. And they went for it pretty early on. I was quite surprised.
I'll tell you what wasn't funny and really struck me watching that first programme. You have a friend over there, Leo, that you'd met when you were making a documentary about people on low wages in Dublin. You'd met an awful lot of Chinese people at the time. So when you're visiting Leo over there, there's a scene where we see you with Leo's family, and there's somebody, a relative there, and you ask one of Leo's relatives how come he's got two kids. And then you're told, tell us about that and this massive fine that they had to pay because they had had a second child.
Oh, yeah. So Leo was actually, I think, born in 81. So he was, like, very early on in the implementation of the one child policy. So Leo's family, obviously, they, you know, she got pregnant with Leo, and she really wanted a daughter, which Leo often jokes about. He was a disappointment, an expensive disappointment. So they tried to hide him originally, and then in the end, they got caught, and they had to pay, at the time, like, 1 year's salary to keep him.
One year's salary is a pretty heavy fine for having a baby, isn't it?
Yeah, not to mention it's a pretty heavy thing to have to carry around as a child that costs you that 1 year's salary to have to go through. Yeah, I mean that's the one child policy. I mean they're relaxing it now, but it's hard for us to get our head around the concept of the one child policy. I mean. Chinese history, particularly since, well, actually, Chinese history for a very long time, it's very, very difficult. You know, Chinese people have had to do a lot of hardship, you know, in various different forms, and, you know, a lot of the hardship came from various different places. And I guess, you know, the one child policy is just another thing in a line of things that they've had to endure. I mean, there's a word in Chinese, I think it's ren, and it means like endure or bear it. And it's a very big word in Chinese, and it's kind of part of the character there. So for us, the one-child policy is awful, and it is awful, but for Chinese people, it's just another thing that they've had to bear, and it's just part of being Chinese.
All right, well, the series kicks off on the 17th, as I say. Good luck with the rest of the tour. You're in Australia at the moment, and thanks a million for talking to us from there. Des Bishop, good afternoon to you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Des. Thanks a million for that. So before I go to the break, I'm going to give you your final clue on the competition that you really should have guessed by now. But anyway, here goes the final clue. We come from the land of the ice and snow, from the midnight sun where the hot springs blow. We come from the land of the ice and snow, from the midnight sun where the hot springs blow. More after this.
1850 715 150.